This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Student debt is a major problem today for the younger generation and has become a significant campaign issue. A recent op-ed by Susan Donarski at the New York Times changed my perspective on the issue of student debt. Let's consider the basic numbers. Politicians often cite two numbers, $1 trillion and $7 million. Student borrowers owe more than $1 trillion. 7 million of these borrowers are in default. So it is tempting to connect these two facts and conclude that more debt leads to more default. That is not the case. It turns out that the biggest borrowers tend to be those that are highest earners. Students with the smallest debts are the ones who actually have a bigger problem paying it back. For example, borrowing is the highest for people who go to graduate school. 40% of new loans go to graduate students, and those who graduate from medical school or law school generally have higher salaries and are therefore able to pay back their student loans. Their percentage of default is much lower than for other students who took out loans for college. Even college students do fairly well in repaying their loans. The typical college graduate earns tens of thousands of dollars more each year than the typical high school graduate. Their default percentage is relatively low as well. The highest percentage of student defaults are concentrated among the millions of students who go to college but drop out before they get a degree. They have smaller debts than many of the other students I've mentioned, but they also have the highest rates of default on student loans. You know, this is a policy application for these numbers. We shouldn't be trying to get all students to borrow less. Those going to graduate school or planning to graduate with a marketable degree are a much lower risk. And this is an important fact to keep in mind when politicians talk about student debt or even propose free tuition. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.